here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of March, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet Phyllis McGinley, Ontario, Oregon, 1905, who wrote, "A mother's hardest to forgive. Life is the fruit she longs to hand you, ripe on a plate, and while you live, relentlessly she understands you." It's the birthday of the Syrian poet Nizar Kabani, born in Damascus, 1923, published more than 20 books of poetry, much of it influenced by tragic deaths of two women he loved, his older sister who committed suicide rather than be forced into marriage with a man she did not love, and his second wife who died in 1981 during the Lebanese Civil War when the Iraqi embassy was bombed. Kabani was grief-stricken and he moved to Europe and lived in Europe for the rest of his life. It was on this date, 1965, the Alabama Freedom March began. Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, turned back at the foot of the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma by state troopers. So President Johnson signed an executive order to federalize the Alabama National Guard to protect Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the other protesters on their march, and they tried again and traveled about 12 miles a day, slept in the fields at night, got to Montgomery on March the 25th, 25,000 of them. And about 5 months after the Selma March, President Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act of 1965, prohibiting racial discrimination in voting. And it's the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach, born in Eisenach, Germany, 1685, gave us the Brandenburg Concertos, the Goldberg Variations. His father was a string player and the town piper and the court trumpeter, and all of Bach's brothers and sisters played music. Started out as a singer, sang in the boys' choir. When his voice changed, he became an organist. Bach did not get rich from his work. At the time of his death, his estate was 5 harpsichords, 3 violins, 3 violas, 2 cellos, a viola da gamba, a lute, a spinet, and 52 books. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins, The Order of the Day. A morning after a week of rain, and the sun shot down through the branches into the tall, bare windows. The brindled cat rolled over on his back, and I could hear you in the kitchen grinding coffee beans into a powder. Everything seemed especially vivid because I knew we were all going to die, first the cat, then you, then me, then somewhat later, the liquefied sun was the order I was envisioning. But then again, you never really know. The cat had a fiercely healthy look, his coat so bristling and electric, I wondered what you had been feeding him and what you had been feeding me as I turned a corner and beheld you out there on the sunny deck, lost in exercise, running in place, knees lifted high, skin glistening, and that toothy, immortal-looking smile of yours. The Order of the Day, a poem by Billy Collins from The Trouble with Poetry, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's Progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.